Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Thursday. This is Seattle Now. About 24 people have been forced to pack up and leave a homeless encampment in downtown Burien, but they weren't swept by the city or county. Instead, Burien leased the land to a private group who forced the residents off. They were not offered shelter. The controversial decision followed weeks of escalating tension over the camp.
Every one of you guys has destroyed my city. Every one of you has. 6 weeks ago, I had it after I saw people using the parking strips as a toilet.
That's from a fiery public meeting earlier this week. KUOW's Casey Martin has been following the story and is here to tell us what went down and what it means for the regional approach to the homelessness crisis. But first, let's get you caught up. More than 900 Amazon corporate employees in Seattle and another 1,000 in other cities walked off the job yesterday afternoon. Here, workers gathered outside the Amazon spheres, standing underneath a banner that read, "Amazon, enough short-time thinking." The employees were protesting return-to-work mandates, layoffs, and Amazon's lack of follow-through on its climate promises. Seattle Times reports some protesters also spoke in support of better conditions for warehouse workers. The UW softball team plays their first game of this year's Women's College World Series tonight. They're one of 8 teams remaining from a group of 64 that started the tournament last month. The Huskies have won 1 Women's College World Series title in 2009, but they haven't been in the Final 8 since 2019. They're up against the University of Utah tonight at 6:30. You can catch them on ESPN. And if you've been bummed about the cooler weather, be careful what you wish for. National Weather Service says Seattle and most of Western Washington are at risk for excessive heat next week. Maps for our region predict temperatures around the city will be much higher than normal starting Monday. We'll likely be in the 80s by Tuesday.
The city is not choosing to take any particular action in terms of where people can go, what the next steps are, how we can keep people safe or housed or sheltered, or to jump on the partnerships that are being put on the table. I'm pretty disappointed because I feel like it's a whole lot of nothing burger.
Those reflections from Burien City Council member Cindy Moore followed a fierce debate Tuesday night over how to handle a homeless encampment near City Hall. Today, the 30-ish people who were encamped there are gone. Burien didn't remove them. A local animal shelter, aided by private security, did. And it's unclear where they've gone since the city has no shelters. KUOW's Casey Martin is here to help sort some of this situation out with us from on the ground in Burien. Casey, really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So tell me where you are right now and tell me what you can see.
Yeah, I'm in downtown Burien right now. I'm really close to the area where folks have been living on this very small plot of land for the last 2 months or so. And this is a small little park, just a little bit of grass. It doesn't even have an official name. And since this morning, Wednesday morning, people have slowly been gathering their things, taking down tents. There's a few volunteers here helping out. There's also mutual aid folks with supplies, a little bit of food, things like that. And people have until 11:59 Wednesday night to get their things out of here and get off the land.
By the time our episode airs on Thursday morning, Casey, these people will be gone. Do you have any idea where they're going to?
You know, we don't know that right now. Some folks have said that they are going to be able to go stay with some friends. Other people just said, I'll find a place where I can go to stay out of people's way. And unfortunately, as we've been covering, there has not been any sort of shelter or any sort of place for these people have been offered to go to. So right now, it looks like they'll move to another quiet area. There's some talk about behind a couple of the grocery stores, maybe some industrial commercial areas, but it's really uncertain where people will head to next.
And the reason we're even having this conversation and the reason we don't know where any of these people are going, Casey, is because the city of Burien does not have a homeless shelter within its boundaries.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and all of South King County is kind of a resource desert. There's not a lot of options for where people can go to. They do open a severe weather shelter that was opened recently when it was very, very hot. And it was also opened, you know, during the wintertime when there was snow on the ground. But down here, there's very little. And Burien is just one of those places that does not have a shelter.
All right, now that we know the situation, Casey, let's talk about how we got here. The city of Burien and King County have been fighting about this encampment for a while. Let's talk about the disagreement between the two entities. What's going on there?
Yeah, so this all kind of started around May 15th when the Burien City Council voted to lease this little spot of land to Burien Cares, and that's a local animal shelter, and their plan is to open a dog park. And when they announced that they would lease this land to open up a dog park, it was with that announcement that these folks would have to go, that they would have to vacate the area to make room for the dog park. Quickly after that, just a couple of days later, King County Executive Dow Constantine sent a letter to the Burien City Council saying that they're kind of skirting a federal law that's saying that you cannot remove people from a public park without offering them a place to go and sleep. County is saying it's kind of a workaround, a bit of a scheme that they have leased it to a private group. So it's not a public spot anymore. It's now a private piece of land, and they're able to remove people away from that land. So as part of this letter that they sent, they said that King County will not assist in the camp removal. And the big part of the letter said that they also would not allow any of their police officers, so the Sheriff's Department, which Burien's police force is completely contracted through the King County Sheriff's Department. So there's nobody here from the county. There's certainly nobody here from the Sheriff's Department. And the camp removal is going forward anyway.
What we're dealing with here, Casey, is an encampment of 30 people and an intersection of all kinds of regulations that don't seem to be serving them at the moment. There was a meeting Tuesday night in Burien about this. Let's talk about what the point of that meeting was and how it went.
Yeah, this was a special meeting that was arranged by the city council in response to this letter from King County. It was basically, okay, well, what do we do now? You know, how do we have a camp removal without any assistance from police? And I got to say, that meeting, it went off the rails pretty quick. People's tempers were pretty high. There was a lot of just anger in the room.
You guys need to figure it out because this is ridiculous. The safety of the people of Burien is like, it's up to you guys. That whole thing over there is a show. You need to move them. Move them now.
Thank you.
And your minute can go to hell.
Thank you.
I'm a social worker. I work with families looking for housing. There is nowhere for them to go. Leasing the property is a disingenuous move. Any sweeps that come of it are illegal and inhumane, a violation of human and civil rights as spelled out by federal law and explained by county personnel.
Thank you.
No leases, no sweeps.
Thank you.
I am a manager at Safeway, and we have the aftermath of all of the homeless people coming over stealing, coming over doing drugs in front of our store. People don't even feel comfortable grocery shopping anymore. Something needs to be done.
The mayor of Burien had to continually beat her gavel to try to get some order in the room. And after 2 hours of this, they adjourned the meeting and they didn't agree on anything. There were a few motions that were presented, some ideas that were floated by some of the council members. But at the end of the night, nothing was agreed to. And that's why this tent encampment is going to be cleared without any real plan or anything from the city at all.
I have so many questions here, but the first one is, what does it say to you that the city of Burien adjourned a meeting and allowed this encampment to be swept by a private group?
You could feel from a lot of the council members that they're not happy about this. They don't feel like this is a great resolution. You know, but they say, hey, we don't have the resource for this. You know, council member Jimmy Mata said over and over again, we simply do not have the money in the general fund to pay for, you know, drug treatment or behavioral mental health outreach, things like that. So he says, hey, the city is cash strapped. We can't afford to do this. And if this private group wants to clear the area, that's the right. They're able to do that. It is interesting that, you know, a lot of these people live in Burien. They're from Burien. They have families here, this kind of thing. And it's kind of kicking the can down the road. These people were living near City Hall, the library building, 2 months ago. They got moved over to this little spot, and now it looks like they'll just have to move again. And as we've said, there's no clear place that they're going to go to. I asked all the council members, I asked the mayor last night, so what happens next? Will you talk about this next? And they shrugged their shoulders. They said, well, we'll probably talk about this again, but it doesn't seem very clear if and how this will get resolved.
We are supposed to have a regional approach to homelessness here, Casey, a partnership between the county and cities. How does what Burien is doing right now fit into the bigger countywide picture of addressing homelessness? Because it sounds like they're going rogue.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, it feels very much like this regional response is kind of theoretical. It's kind of a name only. And as we're seeing, cities are just doing what they're going to do. You know, some cities have passed no camping laws, no sleeping in your car laws. You know, people who are against this would say that's criminalizing homelessness. And, you know, what's going on in Burien right now would probably elicit a lot of protests if it was happening in Seattle. The city of Seattle has worked with Washington State Department of Transportation to move a lot of folks, a lot of camps that were living on state property away from highways. I've heard that those camp clearings have been pretty positive. People are getting referred to shelter. They are able to take their time and, you know, gather all their things. And Washington State troopers have kind of stepped back and allowed them to do their thing, allow outreach workers to go into the campsite, things like that. And this is the opposite. This is, there's going to be very few resources available, very few people there to offer any sort of services. And it's kind of wild to see that a private group is leading the charge on this. Typically, it's always, you have an outreach team, and then you have Seattle Public Parks and Seattle Public Police, things like that. And this is all very different from all of that.
Have you seen these private people doing their thing yet, Casey? Have you been able to witness any of this?
We haven't seen a large response yet. I think they're allowing today, Wednesday, the full day for people to gather all their stuff and get out of there. Thursday morning, that's the first day of the lease. And if anybody is still there in a tent or if anything else, I'm really curious what they do. And also, there's some debris. There's some things that are going to get left. Who's going to haul that away? How is that going to be taken care of? How will the land be clean? Things like that.
What a situation, Casey. And again, ultimately, no services for the people who are being moved on. The county and the city are fighting. This private group is stepping in. Who is ultimately responsible for Burien's homeless population?
That depends on who you ask, really. I asked the mayor of Burien last night, and, she did highlight that this is a King County problem, that this is a King County regional crisis, and that Burien is just one of many cities that doesn't have enough money, doesn't have enough resources, and it was alluding to that there needs to be countywide leadership to figure some of these problems out.
And, honestly, I think the core of the frustration is that there is literally no emergency housing in the county because we have been looking for that diligently, desperately this entire time. And I think that's a major policy issue that all of our communities around King County have to talk about and surface.
I did speak to a Burien City Council member, Sydney Moore, and she's been very clear about saying these folks, they're Burien residents. They live here. They have families here. They have support systems here. And at the end of the day, the Burien City Council should be responsible for anybody living in Burien.
Circumventing our obligation and our legal obligations by leasing out to a third party it's a cheap shot, honestly. It really is.
So there's a little bit of debate about who's responsible, and I think that's kind of led to this impasse.
And a question of humanely treating people who reside within your city's boundaries, Casey. Well, let's hope that everyone in that encampment finds a place to land safely. I really appreciate you taking the time, and we'll listen for your coverage today.
Thank you so much.
KOW's Casey Martin. Thank you for listening to Seattle Now. Today's episode was produced by Brooklyn Jamerson Flowers. Our stellar production team also includes Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Jenny Cecil Moore, Vaughn Jones, and Brandy Fullwood. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. Seattle Now and KUOW Public Radio are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow.